It is dawn. The sun is rising in the sky, and my grandmother and I are singing prayers to the horizon. This morning, she is teaching me something very important. She is teaching me the meaning of Honjon. Although there's no direct translation from Dinepeza, the Navajo language, into English, every living being knows what Honjon means. For Honjon is every drop of rain. It is every leaf on every tree. It is your every eyelash. It is every feather on the bluebird's wing. Honjon is undeniable beauty. And my grandmother knows this well, for she speaks a language that grew out of the desert floors, like redstone arms reaching into the sky and praising creation for all of its brilliance. Honjon is remembering that we are a part of the earth's brilliance. It is remembering that humanity is a part of the earth's brilliance. And my grandmother knows this well, for she speaks the same language as desert snowstorms. She speaks the language of hooves hitting the dirt on birthdays, for she was a midwife, and she would gallop to the women in labor until she became fluent in the language of suffering mothers, fluent in the language of joyful mothers, fluent in the language of handing a glowing newborn to its creator. Honjon is like this, she says. It's an experience, but it's not something you can experience alone, the eagles tell us as they lock talons in the stratosphere and fall to the earth as one. Honjon is inter-beauty, and my grandmother knows this well, for she speaks the same language as the male rain, which shoots lightning boys through the sky and pummels the green corn children and huddles the horses against the cliff sides in the early afternoon. She also speaks the language of the female rain, which sends the scent of dust and sage into our houans, into our homes, and casts rainbows in the sky. Us Dene, we know what Honjon means. And each and every one of you here, you know what Honjon means. And I believe that deep down inside, we know what Honjon does not mean. Like the days we walk in sadness, like the days we live for money, like the days we live in fear, or like the days when the conquistadors came and climbed off of their horses and told us they were going to take the mountains. Now, we knew this was not Honjon, but we knew we could make it Honjon once again. So we took their silver coins and we took their silver swords and we melted them with fire and buffalo hide bellows and recast them into beautiful turquoise and silver jewelry pieces and placed it around their necks. We took the silver helmet straight off of their heads and transformed it into a fearless beauty. We made jewelry. Honjon is like this, she said. It's the healing of our broken hearts. It's the healing of our broken bones. Honjon is the prayer that carried us through genocide and disease. Honjon is the prayer that will carry all of us through anything, through this global warming, through this global fear that dances like an illusion, like a shadow in our minds. This morning, my grandmother is teaching me something very important. She's teaching me that sometimes the most elegant and easy way to defeat an army of hatred is to simply stand before it and sing to it. Sing to it your most beautiful songs, and it will fall to its knees and surrender, she says, because it will have finally found a sweeter fire than revenge. It will have finally found a sweeter fire even than greed. It will have found heaven. It will have found Honjon. And so my grandmother is talking to the colors of the sky at dawn, and she's saying, Honjon na hasli, Honjon na hasli, Honjon na hasli, Honjon na hasli, which means beauty and joy are restored again. It is dawn, my friends. Let's wake up, because the night is over.